Yo, what's up, people? This is Mike Melanconico. You're listening to Wrestling Life. Listen, we got a sponsor, man. and I know that there's a copy around here somewhere for me to be reading, but that wouldn't be very much like us at all to be reading copy that was planned and scripted and all that kind of stuff. But the folks over at SnackStrongFoods.com have been kind enough to take interest in this podcast, so we will take interest in their product. And it's not just that they're a sponsor, but their stuff is really good, man. They sent me a bunch of it. So if you can, go over to SnackStrongFoods.com, check out some of the protein chips. They're quinoa chips. They're air popped. They're not fried or baked. I'm not really sure what that means, to be honest with you. I don't even know what the difference is, but they're pretty dope. They're really good. They taste really good, and they're very good for you, all right? So please, if you enjoy listening to this podcast, get over to SnackStrongFoods.com and buy a bag. It's $3. The health food industry is kind of is tricky to me. But these guys seem to be legit. They have all their T's crossed and I's dotted as far as, you know, what they're putting in their products. You know, you can actually pronounce everything that's on the ingredients list. So, please check it out. SnackStrongFoods.com. So,
and a flask of Crown. I grab my Stetson and I pull it down. I rope the devil, ride him into town. $50 and a flask of Crown.
James fucking Green made everything in the
right
world.
In the world.
Everything's right in the world. Like, everything is, like, I have restored faith in humanity. Like, the good guy fucking won. Like, that makes me so fucking happy. Okay, for selfish reasons, of course. Okay, but aside from selfish reasons,
besides the fact that Rhino has two world team members,
yeah,
I mean,
that's pretty impressive.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. We had a nice fucking spring. We really did, and let me explain to people that are listening. Anthony Cassar made the junior world team at 97 kilo or 96 kilo, whatever it is. 96 kilo, right? And then James Green, who I did not personally train, but Kyle Brewer, who runs our Flemington location, did personally train back 3 years ago, 4 years ago. So, yeah, we put fucking two guys, you know, that wore Rhino / Fury singlets on a world team. That's pretty good, man. I'm really happy about that. So it is 7:14 a.m.
driving through Richmond, Virginia.
We've just passed Richmond, Virginia. We're on our way down to the South Carolina location to run a camp for the weekend. It's me, Costa Rizziotis, and Vinny Leone, and I got a head full of coffee, so let's go.
And a bottle of Chianti.
I do. There's a bottle of Chianti behind me, though, so as to not be drinking it and driving. So let's be honest, okay? Like, I'm not a savage, okay? The Chianti was half drunk last night. Anyway, So, James Green, did you see the matches?
Yeah, I did.
Did you watch them, Ben?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. First of all, where... Okay, and I'm going... I know I have it in my head what I think. At what point did he break Marable's will to wrestle?
He stepped over.
Yes! Yes! The four-point fucking... Yep. The four-point stance. The four-point stance, right? That he just... Like, he's like, no, I'm not going. I'm not going. I'm not going. And he stepped over, and he went far elbow pick, right? Which is a Greco maneuver, by the way. That's a fucking Greco move, okay? And he fucking stepped over him. And you just saw Marable go, ah, fuck me. You know? Like, and that was it. That was it. All he did...
was two matches straight. So yeah. What happened? I didn't see the first match. I just saw the second match.
It was, see, fucking here's the difference. And here's... I think... This is... And again, this is me just thinking. Thinking like a coach. I really believe that having to only prepare for Nick Marable really helped him. Because if you go into a U.S. Open or you go into a World Team Trials against the field, okay, and you're James Green, who has not won one of those tournaments yet, right, you have to worry about everyone. It's not like you're...
To escape with Jason Welch.
Right. Yeah, you might have to wrestle Welch. And I guess he was banged up, right? Because he didn't wrestle the trials. Right. But you have to compete. You have to train for a Welch, and you have to train for a Marable. Completely different fucking style. Right. You got to worry about Moshe Faye. You got to worry about a Mario Mason. You got to worry about this. You got to worry about that. Dude, there's a lot of different variables. If you're just training, even if it's just for a week and change.
I was going to say.
Even if it's just for a week and change, right? It was like, what, 10 days?
11? Yeah, it was like, yeah. We came back from Spain, and he got to wrestle.
He won the Grand Prix of Spain. Mm-hmm. Grand Prix of Spain. And then no sooner did he get off the fucking airplane, and they told him, hey, by the way, you're not so much a world team member. You know? But anyway, so... Having to just prepare for Marable, I think, really helped him. Because in the first match, I don't think he fired off one shot until the absolute end. Right? So I think it was like push out, Marable started pushing pace in the last 30 seconds, and he saw an opening and scored on a single leg or a double leg or something. I think it was a double that turned into a single.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was a perfectly executed game plan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it was really well done. And you saw, like, I'm not shooting out fucking Nick Marable, are you? No. No, thank you. Dude's fucking Captain Caveman. He's just standing there like he's playing third base. You know, he's just walking in at you. You know, and stalking. I'm not fucking taking it.
So completely different styles, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
the opposite styles.
Yeah, but it was really fun to watch all of the proverbial chips fall where they absolutely fucking should. Because
I would say USA Wrestling fucked up again.
On what?
Allowing that
to happen. Off, but that
it all played out as it should have.
Right. So I didn't. I have three... Okay, so just to give everyone a little bit of insight into my psychoses, okay? I have three podcasts saved on this phone right now of me ranting in the car by myself. I swear to God. Because I talked to Zach Evanesh, right? And he's like, dude, you gotta keep on doing that podcast, it's awesome. And he's like, I'm like, yeah, but, you know, lining up people to talk with me is difficult. He said, fuck it, just do it by yourself. You know, Zach. He's like, just do. You know, Zach's like, just do things. Do things. I'm like, all right, I guess I'll fucking just do things like Zach says. Right. I'm like, all right, dude. You know, stop yelling at me, Zach. he wasn't yelling at me. But, no, I'm kidding. But, you know, so I did go on a fucking, like, three days in a row driving the car by myself. One with my 7-year-old behind me, by the way. Okay? He's like, Daddy, why are you yelling? I'm like, I don't know. I don't fucking know. Because James Green should not have to wrestle off again. He's like, who the fuck is James Green? Yeah, so, anyway.
Let's touch on Kassar a little bit. What are the expectations going into the World Championships in a few weeks for him? And how's he looking heading into his redshirt freshman year?
So we're talking about Anthony Kassar, who kind of lit the world on fire. Like, he came out of nowhere and won the junior world team trials, and no one could even pronounce his name. How about that? they couldn't, right? Like, no one even knew how to fucking pronounce his name. Who is this Kassar guy? What are his odds? His odds are fucking great.
Yeah.
You know? Because
no one can stop the kid's double leg.
He's got a gnarly double. And by the way, the technique on it is all wrong. Like, it is all wrong. But it works.
Yeah.
So what do I care? You know, like, so when you guys were training at Flemington the other day, and he's shooting doubles on you, I'm like, oh god, that's terrible. In my head, I'm going, oh my god, it's so bad. Like, it's so terrible.
Are you serious?
Oh, all I could think about was like, oh my god, dude, there's no way you should be able to get away with that. But he fucking bulldozes people right for four, right? So like it's not like he's just scoring one on it, you know, like on a push out. He's fucking scoring fours on those, you know? Yeah, that kid is proof fucking positive that life isn't fair. It's proof positive. Like, oh, wait. The super good-looking, chiseled kid gets to make a... Like, yeah, oh, yeah, by the way, you're pre-med? Yeah, good. Could you fucking pull any more pussy? Come on, dude. Go fuck yourself. Ugh. We get it. You're good at everything. Ugh. So how's he going to do at Worlds? He's going to do well. I mean, the only problem that I see him having is he gives up on...
He doesn't scramble around.
Right. He gives up on his own leg attacks too easily. So if he fires off that leg attack and somebody stuffs it one time, he doesn't really know how to...
Follow through.
Not yet, but he will, right? So, I mean, he's still a baby,
yep.
Right? Like, he's still fucking 19, 18, 18. He's still 18.
Supposed to peak at, like, 27.
Yeah. I mean, technically,
is that the age? That the beginning?
Yeah, 27 to 32, yeah. 27
That's
32.
Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we should, but our fucking stupid sport, you know, in our country especially... peak way too early. That is another topic, but we've covered that ad nauseum.
Yeah.
But so how's it, you know, so that scares me about going into the World Championships. He kind of gives up on, not that he gives up, he doesn't give up. I don't want to say the world gives up, but he...
Hello?
He has to learn how to have like a third effort.
I've drumming, like,
keep coming through with the show.
He has to delay.
Right now,
he has to delay the inevitable 2 points there. So
right.
Even if it's not,
I was looking for you.
He'll figure it out.
A couple days ago, beginning of the week, I actually mentioned it to him, and he said he marked me.
Costa's in trouble. You're supposed to be at work right now?
No.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. I think it's so fucking funny how, like, Jesse especially, you know, he'll be like, oh, I gotta work. I'm like, You're fucking 21 years old. Exactly. You'll get another job. Yeah, I promise
you. It's not your career.
Like, it's not... It is this lifeguarding gig that you've got right now, not the fucking best thing in the world. We're
getting in 2 miles, take exit 51 for I-85 South, US 460 West toward Durham, Atlanta.
Sure, I'll do that. Yeah, like, it's so cute. He's like, I don't know if I can go because I got to work. I'm like, you're a lifeguard. I'm pretty sure that the kids at your stupid camp
are going to
be all right. I'm pretty sure. Like, I'm not trying to hate.
Little tidbit here.
Yeah.
I think that if Anthony wins a world championship, then there's a good chance that... I think he has a good chance at doing very, very well at Nationals next year.
I agree with you. But if I... Look, and again...
But folk style, I don't think it's as better. Even though he has more experience in folk style,
he's way better. No, I agree. I agree 100%. If we can develop him a turn, he'd be unstoppable in freestyle. Okay, if we can develop him one, like, go-to, and he's so strong, his grip strength is fucking through the roof. If we could develop him one gnarly fucking turn, whether it be, like, your kind of... crotch lock,
yep,
type of thing, right? Or like a fucking, like a gnarly gut.
Can't really defend a good gut.
It's hard to, yeah, for sure. Then, yeah, there's a good chance he wins a world title. I definitely do want, like, he's leaving on the 10th, I think.
In a half mile, take exit 51 for I-85 South, US 460 West toward Durham, Atlanta.
If he can develop a gut wrench, and I don't want to make this an all fucking Rhino podcast, because that junior world team might be one of the best junior teams I've ever seen assemble.
Take exit 51.
Just the junior team in and of itself is one of the best I've ever seen. Like, our juniors right now, and I talked to Zadok.
Continue
about
on I-85 South for a half mile.
Beat the streets, and he's in full agreement with me. Like, think about the juniors.
In a half mile, continue on to I-85 South.
Why? Oh, because they made the senior team, like Snyder. You know? Like, Snyder's a fucking junior. He's a junior-level athlete. You know?
It's impressive.
Dude. And what about Pico?
Yeah.
You know? Pico. Like, there are guys that can still, right now, wrestle as juniors, but they're fucking, you know, if not on the senior team, they're this close, right?
Yeah.
How about Zane Rutherford?
Continue on I-85 South for 84 miles.
He's only 21. Okay? So, you know, this is probably the best, and you know,
in recent years, I think.
Oh, come on, man. I can't think of a better one. I really can't think of a better one. I literally can't. You know, so yeah. But again, I'm going to talk about Kassar, but this is probably, if I had to guess, a symptom of the greater problem in our country and that junior team specifically, in that we can't turn anybody. We can't fucking turn anybody. At a world level, we can't turn anybody. And that's a problem. Because when you have to nickel and dime your way to wins, that's tough, man. That's not easy. You know, that's that, like to nickel, like to, like the fact that we got 2-point takedowns now really helps us.
For sure.
Like that is a monster, monster rule change in our favor. Like, you know, so there's that, but you know, the fact that each turn is 2 now, no matter what, even if it's hand-to-hand, is a big, big, big... Yeah, it's a new one now, yeah. It's a big thing for us, you know? But these guys need a turn. The reason that Sal placed 6th out in Fargo in his second freestyle tournament ever was simply because all we did for 4 months,
yeah,
3 or 4 months, was just develop a parterre game. You know,
where the matches are won.
That's where the matches are won. Everybody's good on their feet.
Everyone. Especially at the world level, are you kidding me?
Yes. Everyone is good on their feet. But the reason that I, and this is between, you know, me, you, and the rest of the world listening, okay? The reason that I think a guy like Bonnie Rodriguez from Cuba.
My favorite wrestler, by the way.
Yeah, he is. That's your boy. That is your boy. Is going to probably win a world title this year.
Yeah, I agree.
Is because he fucking not only turns people, but pins people from top.
Once he gets on top, you see, when he wrestled Ramos, it was over. The whole match was scoreless. He gets on top, attacked him. First time he pinned him, second time he attacked him.
Yes. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, so he pinned him in that cradle the first time they wrestled was at the World Cup.
Right.
And then the second time they wrestled was where?
In Times Square.
Oh, it was. Okay. That was the second time. I thought there was something else in between there.
There might have been. Those were the two I saw. When he wrestled, who did he wrestle at the Pan Ams?
Maybe that's who I'm talking about. This guy's all over the fucking road. You saw that? Oh, there you go. You're going off the road, sir.
Escobedo.
Really?
Was it?
Oh, wait.
Oh, yeah.
Was it? Escobedo, yeah, from Indiana. And he did not treat him with very much respect at all.
Once he literally took him down and then picked him back up and put him back down again.
That was uncomfortable to watch. I'm not going to lie. Now, that said, I'm sure Angel Escobedo would fucking do the same thing to me. I'm just saying that fucking guy is on a little bit of a different level right now.
For sure.
Bonnie Rodriguez. I mean, but it also, you know, you talk about rule changes helping certain athletes. Well, number one, the rule changes helped him. Okay? Because anything hand-to-hand is now going to be two for him as opposed to one. Mm-hmm. And, oh, yeah, by the way, he couldn't make 55K.
Yeah, he's a big
57. He's a monster.
Yeah.
He's a monster.
He's the strongest guy at that weight.
He is. Now, look, he's four apples high, okay? But he's built like a cinder block.
Yeah.
Okay? He looks like a fucking pit bull. Okay? You know, so you know, that the rule changes, meaning the weight changes, helped him.
For sure.
You know? Because he was a 60K, and he was kind of mid-level for a bit. You know? He was kind of wallowing in obscurity there. And he was getting beat by guys in our country who didn't even place. You know? So, you know, it is what it is, man. But holy smokes, you get him on top. Good luck, man.
Good luck.
You know, and so you're talking. I will
say that Ramos hasn't looked that great lately.
No, because he's a freshman again.
Yep.
He's a fucking freshman. That's okay. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to get your shit pushed in, bro. It's just he's doing it on a world stage right now, where the rest of the guys on the team, save, I don't know. Who made it at 60K or 61? Oh, no, Reese is he's a veteran, dude.
Yep.
Reese is a veteran. So everyone else on the team looks like a veteran.
Because they are.
And Ramos is the freshman.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It really is a veteran team. I'm super stoked about Jake Herbert, too.
For sure. And Snyder's
fucking the real deal right
who?
Now.
Who?
Jake Herbert.
Yes. Yes.
The double.
And by the way, I'm telling you right now, and I text Jake right after he wrestled Salas the last time.
At Pan Ams?
No. Yeah, Pan Ams. Sorry. Yes, Pan Ams. Okay?
Beat the Streets.
No. Oh, Pan Ams. He wrestled Pan Ams. Pan Ams. And it was... So he wrestled him at Beat the Streets, and Salas pushed his shit in. Let's be honest. Jake, I love you, but that's what fucking happened. Okay? He wrestled him at Pan Ams, and it was pretty close. It was closer.
He was cutting it back at the end. At the end, he was getting after it.
Right.
It was getting...
And I looked, at first I text Fitz, okay? For those of you guys that is his boy, okay? And Fitz loves Jake Herbert, okay? So I go...
Love Jake Herbert, let's be real.
Who doesn't love Jake Herbert? Because he's the greatest fucking... Like he's... we'll get to that in a minute.
Gnarly mullet.
So awesome. Oh, it's delicious. His mullet is delicious. It's fucking succulent. But anyway, so... So I text Fitz first, and I go, oh, I completely understand. He's going to beat him at the World Championships. He's going to beat him in Vegas. He's going to beat him.
I think so, too.
Because even when I saw him lose to Ruth at that, Jake Herbert.
Okay.
Jake Herbert. So Jake Herbert lost.
At FPO.
What is it? Flow Premier League. Right. He lost to Ed Ruth at the Flow Premier League thing. And then I go, oh, he's just trying to peak. He doesn't give a shit about this tournament or this match. Not that he doesn't give a shit about it. Obviously, he's a competitor and he wants to fucking win every time he steps on the mat. But he places, it's very obvious that he places certain events above others, and you.
As you should.
By the way, you should, right? I mean, let's be fucking smart about it, right? Would you rather have a Pan Am title, or would you rather have a world title?
No one's gonna ask.
Nobody gives a fuck about your Pan Am title. No one.
Okay, if you're a world champion.
That's right. But if you can, but if you want to put Pan Am title on a marquee somewhere, it's a yawn fest. But if you want to be honest about it, you put a fucking world championship on your marquee somewhere, you're selling places.
Absolutely.
You're selling places out, man. No doubt about it. So I text him and I said, man, I see what you're doing and I respect it and I love the fact that you're gonna win in Vegas. And he, you know, usually he gets back to me with like a 3 or 4 sentence type of text or something like that. He was like, yes. I'm like, fuck yeah. Fuck yes. Like, that was like the just win, Rocky, win type of, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That was it. You know, so I'm like, God damn it, this is gonna be awesome. So, you know, I'd be so excited if he fucking won. Especially him. He's such a great dude. He's such a great, great man. You know, like to come, oh yeah, I'm just going to come back at 30. Whatever. No big deal. I won a fucking national title as a college. And he's a fucking monster. He's a monster. At, what is it, 84 kilo, 86 kilo, 189 pounds. Holy smokes. He is a monster. He's huge. Huh? Yeah. So anyway, back to the team, right? So you're talking about our team. It's a pretty veteran team, with the exception of Kyle Snyder, who has international experience, and Tony Ramos. Okay, Tony Ramos maybe not as much, I guess, as Snyder, or maybe he probably has as much as Snyder, but Snyder had a little bit more success at a junior level. So he's maybe seen some of these guys at a junior level.
He has knocked off a few world medalists in the last few months.
He has.
Our own Jake Horner.
Jake Horner.
And the Cuban, I forget his name.
Lopez? Was it Lopez? I don't know. Yeah, he was a bronze, yeah. And that was at Beat the Streets. I don't know how much stock I'm going to put in that.
Yes, I don't know about
it. I don't know, because Beat the Streets is, above everything else, it's not a UWW sanctioned event, so these guys don't necessarily get up for it. A lot of these guys, from what I've seen, and I you know, I could be talking out of my ass, I do that quite a bit, but from what I've seen, these guys don't exactly peak for that event. You know, it's a chance for guys from Russia or Azerbaijan or Iran to come and hang out in New York City. I mean,
it's a fun event.
Right, it's an event, and it's cool, and it's awesome.
Yeah,
don't get me wrong, it's awesome for wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've gone every single year that there was one, begrudgingly, most of the time. But I've gone, But yeah, you know, so it's not like it's, you know, it's not like these guys are training for Beat the Streets. They're
Training for a world title. They're like training, you said before. They're not going to write that down. I want to beat the streets.
World championships.
Yeah.
They're on our home soil this year.
They are, yeah. So Vegas.
Listening out there.
Awesome.
Yeah. If you're not going, if you're not going, you know, if you have the means to be at the Orleans, because that's where it's being held, it's at the Orleans, in Vegas, and you're not there, fucking shame on you. Shame on you. I don't have the means. I don't have the means, and I'm still going to be there. You know why? Because I'm a conniving motherfucker, all right? Because I told my old lady, she's like, what do you want to do for our 10th anniversary? I'm like, yo, we got married in Vegas. We should go back to Vegas. She's hell like, yeah. That sounds so awesome. Oh, my God, that's so romantic. I'm like, you know what? I know we got married in May, but that's like, you know, camp and lock-in season. We should wait till September. She's like, oh, my God, that's such a good idea. It won't conflict with anything. We're always so dead in September. Such a good idea. I'm like, yeah. Right, so, you know when we should really go? There's a little tournament that's going on there, too. And then she goes, you motherfucker. She's like, you motherfucker. You fucking button-hooked me. You button-hooked me, you motherfucker. And I'm like, oh, I gotcha. So, yeah, so we're... But the deal was, like, I wanted to stay at the Orleans. Why would you not want to stay at the fucking venue that the tournament is at? Because it's off the strip. And she's like, no. We got to stay on the strip. I'm like, why do we have to stay on the strip? I'm going to be at the fucking, the event the entire time. This is ridiculous. Why would we bother, you know? So, anyway, we're staying at New York. I don't know why I'm telling everyone the hotel that I'm staying at, you know. So as the paparazzi might see me. Yeah. But no, I mean...
You should be there.
You absolutely... If you have the means to fucking be there, you have to be there. It's in Vegas. You know how easy it is to get to Vegas? Everybody has... Every town... If you're listening to this and you are in Kalamazoo somewhere out in the middle of the Inland Empire, okay... You have a flight going to Vegas at least twice a day. Yeah. You know, wherever, whatever bumfuck fucking town you live in, there is a flight going to Vegas twice a day.
We need to realize, as supporters of USA Wrestling, that this is a huge opportunity for our guys.
Yeah. And by the way,
we need to be there to support them.
It's the highest level of the sport. Like,
it is the absolute highest.
Get any better than that? Why wouldn't you want to be there?
For sure. But, and, okay, and now we're going to go back into politics and bullshit like that. But USA Wrestling is dead serious about winning a fucking world title this year. They are fucking dead serious about winning a world title this year.
Yeah.
Okay? Because, and don't kid yourself, that is, if this is any other year.
That is always the mentality.
Should be.
It should be. But because it's in Vegas.
Yeah.
Okay? If this is any other year, I'm 80% sure Nick Marable doesn't get another fucking shot. He doesn't get another shot. Agreed? Am I crazy for fucking saying that?
Makes sense.
Okay?
Makes
sense. They know. The best. Because he had a really good World Cup.
Yeah.
He had a really good...
Was the guy for him.
He was the guy.
He was always the guy. He's right. Beaten Green. Green never beat him before.
That's
those
correct.
So what is the... Do we feel that James Green can go further
in the like I that? Think James Green's style. I like James Green's style over Marable because he's offensive. Marable's more defensive. Yes. So even if Marable won, I still think James Green was the guy.
I agree. And so here's why I'll expound on that. Okay, so what... The way that I feel about the conflicting styles, okay, so James Green is going to be firing off fucking doubles from the outside and hand fighting real hard for single legs on the inside, okay? Let's be honest, Nick Marable, while he's almost impossible to score on, if you do score on him, you win. Like, that's it. You win. You win. The guy from Iran, who is the only person that beat him at the World Cup, scored on him. Scored on him first, and scored on him pretty fucking often. Okay, so that said, if you want, if you look at the two completely empirically, and of course I have bias, right? Because James Green, while not specifically a Rhino guy growing up, did go to Brewer, you know, so I have my prejudices for sure. Like, I obviously am biased towards James Green. But if you want to be completely honest about it, Nick Marrable has more experience at that level, okay? Mm-hmm. He has more success at that level, or he did up until, you know, especially the Grand Prix.
It's because he's had more experience.
That's right. That's right. So I think the rationale at, you know, with the brass at USA Wrestling was, well, this fucking kid Marrable is, by the way, the biggest 70K there is. He's by far the biggest.
Yeah.
And which is, you know, part of his problem, right? I mean, I guess that was the weight cut was the problem. I mean, no one's going to talk about it. You know, the guys on Flow Radio, I heard Willie and those guys talking about it, and they're skirting the issue. He missed weight. Just fucking call it what it is. There was no concussion. There was no fucking injury. He missed weight. Everyone knows it. It's okay. Let's talk about it, okay? Let's call it what the fuck it is, all right? So I guess the brass at USA Wrestling go, he's the biggest 70K there is ever, right? The guy's a monster at 70K. He's fucking way bigger than me, and I don't think I can make 70K, okay?
He's beaten Burroughs before.
He has beaten Jordan Burroughs, who was our poster boy. Okay, he.
Not that I hold too much.
Right,
in that,
but still, okay, he. You know, he had a monster World Cup, he had a great World Cup, so he's gotten it done at that level. You know, he's made world teams before, right? Well, let's give him another shot. So I think that was probably the rationale. And I know that they said they sent it to an arbitrator who was Strobel, I believe, a guy who is a little bit removed from the sport. But he was a head coach at Lehigh for 753 years, I believe.
Do Slay or any of the, what's his name, the senior coach?
Burnett. Yeah.
Do Slay or Burnett have a say in the?
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah. Yeah, they can tell you that they don't, but yes, absolutely they do. You mean that decision that to give Marrable this?
Yeah, all those decisions.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, for sure. And Coach Burnett,
I wonder what side of the fence they you know.
I think that they I honestly don't think that they wanted to give him a shot, because the initial reaction from the initial decision from USA Wrestling was to not give him a shot. Okay, and then they sent it to someone they called an independent arbitrator, which is
whatever that means.
Well, I don't even know what that, like, I don't even know how to spell half of those words. Like, what are you talking about? Independent arbitrator? What? What is this fucking moonlighting? What are we talking about? So, you know, they sent it to Strobel, and I guess Strobel was in on the conversation the first time, but changed his mind for whatever reason. I don't know. But to answer your question, yes, of course fucking Burnett has a say in that. Yeah, there's no question. So that's Nick Marrable. So I guess the concept or the rationale was, okay, well, he's huge. There's no way he's missing weight for Worlds, okay? Because he won't. I mean,
It's Worlds,
you know.
He's proven.
Yeah, so he's experienced. He's proven. They wanted to give him another shot. Yeah, I guess. Now, that said,
and the good guy,
and now the good guy still wins. Okay, so there goes that plan. But now here's the cool part. Okay, if we're all gonna be honest, James Green is a smaller version of Jordan Burroughs. Agreed?
Essentially, yeah.
I mean, he does a lot of the same shit.
He doesn't look that much smaller to me.
Not much, right? Yes. Yeah. That's a good point. That's a good point.
Because for some reason, Burroughs actually doesn't seem like a very big 74 to me.
He's not. He's not the biggest.
Not like, he's not the biggest. He's not a mass monster. He
no,
might be like
no,
a Dake
no.
or something like that.
Right. Yeah, Dake is fucking
Dake
huge.
Is huge.
Huge.
He cuts a lot of weight, I think.
Does he? I don't
I
know.
Don't know.
I think so. They don't really talk about it much. I don't think people know, but I'm
he's
sure
fucking
he
wide, dude.
That's, yeah,
he is fucking wide. What's that?
He's the biggest guy. At
you
that
think so?
Goes. I think he's bigger than Burroughs.
Taylor's fucking
Taylor's
big, too.
Taylor's, like, long, though.
He is. Taylor's tall.
Yeah, hey, dude.
Taylor's big, too, for sure. I don't know.
We got a good
more.
Friend over there in that
yeah.
program, and
yeah.
from what I'm hearing, you know, there's just there's not a lot of horsepower.
I know.
Real horsepower there.
I understand, but I'm telling you, he's still a bigger dude. He's
for
bigger
sure.
than Burroughs.
Yeah.
David Taylor's bigger than Burroughs.
Yeah, probably.
He's taller.
Yeah.
He's got a little bit more of a bigger frame.
Yeah, he's definitely got a bigger frame.
You know? But it's just, you know, Jordan Burroughs and James Green are coiled fucking muscle. Like, coiled. Like, they are fucking coiled muscle. All right? So, he's a smaller version of Jordan Burroughs, and we know what Jordan Burroughs did to the international scene first year out. He fucking just blasted everybody. Like, I remember watching him his first world championships, and he wrestled Sarguj in the semis, not in the finals. He wrestled Gadarzi in the finals. He wrestled, I don't know if anyone remembers this, please go back to 2011, watch Jordan Burroughs' first world championships. Okay. And by the way, this is right, like he's following Jordan Burroughs' footsteps to the T as far as international styles go. Okay? Because Jordan Burroughs won a national title for Nebraska. Now, James Green didn't win a national title, but it was right after he graduated, right, that he won a world title. So go back and watch Jordan Burroughs' semis. The double that he scores on Sarguj, it hurts my feelings. It hurts my feelings that he's able to do that. Because he went through, not around, not under, not over, he went through Sarguj's big fucking head.
Yeah.
Okay? If you watch it, it's so fucking scary. Because visualize the position that you're in when you, like, just bend down to tie your shoe. And Jordan Burroughs just drove his hammer head through Sarguj's head and just wrapped up a double, and that's how he scored takedown of the match. The only takedown of the match.
He's
and
done that a lot.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how low your stance is.
Nope.
He'll just go.
He'll
just go.
Blast through it and find your legs.
Yep.
It's so impressive. But James Green has a lot of that in him.
Yeah.
You know? And he's better suited, again, better suited for international styles. In fact, most of our young athletes should not be even considering folk style wrestling. Kyle Snyder.
Will we see him back
Snyder?
On the college level again?
Who?
He's a serious question. Snyder.
Yeah.
You don't know because now
you don't know.
Team.
You don't know.
And so
you don't
not
know.
Competing this
he
year.
He wins a world title
and
this
if he
year.
He wins a world title and starts getting paid. Can he even wrestle again?
Yeah, they'll find a way for that to happen. Like they'll pay his grandmother or something. You know. And they'll figure that shit out. But yeah, if he wins an Olympic title, does he go back to Ohio State? I don't know. Would you?
I wouldn't.
No?
I wouldn't.
No, but that's because you're a fucking terrible student, so let's call it what it is.
Fair enough.
Man, let's be honest, bro, okay? Like I would tend to agree with you, but that's probably because
not the rest of the world.
Yeah, you know, we're terrible fucking students. Okay? Let's be honest. I don't know. Would you go back, Costa? If you won an Olympic gold medal in Rio, and you had fucking, like, if you had
look at this. Henry Cejudo just got his degree, went back and finished.
Did he?
And it was just all over on social media. He got it from Grand Canyon.
Did he? It was probably Grand Canyon Light. It was like online classes, let's be honest. Okay? It was like one of those fucking honorary degrees. I'm not hating. I'm just saying, yeah, it's funny. But I don't know, man.
Speaking of Henry, I love that dude, man.
Cejudo?
Yeah,
he's pretty good. Man. He's awesome, man. I have a picture of him, like, a week after he won his gold medal. I have it, like, fucking in my hand. It's pretty awesome.
He's fighting now, right?
He is. He's in the UFC. He's undefeated.
Undefeated, yep.
Yeah. 135 pounds, I think.
I think even lighter. I think.
No, is he going 25?
25, I think. I mean, he's 21 in the Olympics, right?
Yeah, but he had a really tough time making that weight.
It's true.
He really did. He had a real... And that was...
His big old head.
He does have a big, humongous, fucking gargantuan... Like, his fucking hat is size globe. Like, it's... He's got a big head, is what I'm saying. In case you don't get it. He's got a big head. It's a fucking Mexican mallet on the top of his fucking shoulders. Holy shit. No, and he was good, man. He was really fucking good. But yeah, I love our team. Yeah. I love our team. You know, Ramos is going to have a hard time placing. He really is. He's going to have a really hard time. But he's a fucking gamer, and he obviously likes to train. Yep. Okay, and he's not a small 57K. He's a pretty big 57. Because let's all fucking remember here, he wrestled 33 in college and gave, you know, one of the best collegiate wrestlers of all time, who's the kid from Ohio State?
Logan
Stieber. Gave him all he could fucking handle, right? A couple years ago.
Yep.
So, I mean, the kid, like, he wrestled 33. He's a big 25 pounder. So we got him. Rhys Humphrey can absolutely place this year. He can absolutely place this year. Now, is he going to? I don't know. But he seems like the kind of guy, if he gets hot, forget it.
Yeah.
Because he can score in bunches. He's good in parterre. He can throw people on their dome piece, right? Like, yep, from any position.
Double
he can score,
overs.
Yeah, double overs. He can score from unders.
The hitters. We got Tervell.
Well, Tervell is... So the guys that are supposed to place...
Yeah.
Okay. Tervell. Guys that are supposed to place right now are Tervell, Jake, and Jordan Burroughs. Those are three. We should, theoretically, walking in, counting on three medals. That's a good fucking weekend.
I think Metcalf's going to do well, too.
Metcalf? Look, man, for two years I've been saying he's going to medal. And I think...
Like, he's better now than he's ever been.
I do, too. I think he's absolutely better now.
Do you think Burroughs is the best he's ever been, though?
I do.
Has he gotten better? I've gone back and forth with this.
So have I.
So I do not know.
I think he was hurt last year.
I think he has lost a little bit of pop since he was a little bit younger.
Sure. I wouldn't argue, but...
Still think he's the best in the world right now.
He's not the best in the world right now. Sorry, he has a fucking world title.
Yeah.
From 2014.
That was last year, right?
Yeah,
I don't think he wasn't on it last year.
So even though he's ranked number one, Jordan doesn't realize that he's not. He's still got a chip.
Yeah, right? I mean, he has something to prove. But
I like that. That's a good thing.
That is a good
thing. You know, he rattled off three fucking World Olympic titles in a row, and he got hurt. I mean,
he was banged up, for sure. He looks better this year.
But what he did to fucking Kyle Dake.
Yeah. He looks tough.
Like,
man.
Kyle Dake is, if Kyle Dake goes to the World Championships, like, I'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
I'd be like, all right, cool, yeah, we can medal there.
He'll medal, yeah.
Okay. He fucked Kyle Dake up. Yep. I mean, let's call it what it is, right? I mean, he fucked him up pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Right? In the finals?
Yeah.
Two out of three? He busted him up. And that's not taking anything away from Kyle Dake. But people were talking. You know, people were talking like he fucked. And by the way, did you see that piece, that short intro that Flo did with the lion?
Yeah.
On Burroughs. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, it gave me chills. It was so dope.
It was so fucking dope.
That was good, dude. You know, they kept on nipping at him. Oh my god, that was so good.
So, but is Jordan
Is he the best that he's been?
Ever been.
I don't know. I hope so. I don't know. Because I'm not around those guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
that's very true.
I know that, like, going up to the Penn State room, I know from having my ears with Oliver and those guys out west at our ASU, that, the you know, who's peaking, who's not. I don't know about the guys in Nebraska. I don't know about the guys in Iowa. I know about the guys that are, you know, Penn State and Oklahoma State.
From the matches I've seen, I feel like Burrows looks great. I think he's looked.
Well, did he wrestle? Did he wrestle Pan Ams? Yes. Did he have a match? No.
True.
He didn't have a match. He didn't have one match. And don't fucking get it twisted, dude. Those guys from Cuba, they came to wrestle too. Now look, he wrestled a Ecuadorian guy in the finals or some such shit,
right.
Which, you know, I don't even know if that guy qualified for the world championships. I don't know. But Jordan seemed to be popping on all cylinders at that point, man.
For sure.
So, you know, if you would have asked me last year, even before the world championships, when he didn't win and he took a bronze, if he's the best Jordan Burroughs that we've ever seen, I would have said no, because what happened with Taylor last year.
Yeah, you know, that's very true.
Taylor took him to the limit. Dake was out last year, but, you know, Taylor was giving him fits.
That's true.
Yeah.
He looks better this year.
He looks better this year, for sure. And he called Sargush out.
Didn't Sargush lose at Russian Nationals?
Yeah, so but
are they sending him?
I don't know.
He might not even wrestle Sargush.
Huh?
He might not even be there.
Yeah, he might even be there.
I think he's going to be there.
Yeah, I mean, he should
be
there.
I think he's going to be there. Well, because, like, you know, here we are crying about Nick Marable getting another shot. What if he didn't even get a shot? What if they just said, Nick Marable, you're on the team? Because that's what fucking Russia does. They're like, yeah, Russian Nationals, that's how we find our team. Eh, sort of. Right? I mean, they've done it before.
Really?
Yeah. Satyev, a couple times, once or twice, didn't win Russian Nationals and went on to win a world title in the fucking fall. So,
sucks to be the guy who won that week.
Yeah, it does. So, what I'm, you know, like, you know, here we are pissing and moaning. Oh, Nick Marable gets another shot and he missed weight. Well, could be worse, right?
Could be
the guy that won it at 74K for Russia. Probably not going to Vegas. Probably. Am I crazy for fucking saying that? Like, we all kind of agree that you're sending a fucking defending world champion to fucking Vegas. Like, you just are. And the Russians don't give a shit about rules.
Yeah. I mean, what would happen if Burroughs lost to Dake? We would send Dake.
We would send Dake.
Yeah.
Yeah, we would send Dake. Because we're, like, you know, we are sticklers to the rules.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm okay with that, too.
That's fine.
I'm very good with that. You know, if they can
beat him 2 out of 3 times,
beat him,
he deserves
then
to
he
be
gets
there.
To go, for sure. That's pretty fucking dope. Look at that.
That is.
That's a fucking murdered out Volkswagen, what?
Fate? I don't
Fate?
Know.
I've never seen that car before.
Looks pretty dope.
That's pretty fucking cool. Sorry, ADD. Look, something shiny.
So I followed Sargush on social media.
Me
right?
Too, on Instagram.
And it doesn't look like he's been training at all.
Does it ever?
That's true.
I mean, he won a world title last year, and he looked like a homeless person. I mean,
he doesn't look physically intimidating.
No.
If you were to see him in a singlet, the singlet barely fits him. He doesn't look.
It's all
like you can tell he's a fucking.
You see him next to Jordan Burroughs, you wouldn't think there would be a competition.
I agree. That fucking guy can wrestle.
Yeah, no,
he can wrestle. He's strong, he's powerful, and he's
His technique is awesome.
And by the way, here's another reason why I love Sargush. Dirtiest player in the game. Like, he is the Ric Flair of international styles wrestling. Okay? He is the dirtiest player in the game. Thumbing you in the eye, pulling your singlet, ripping holes in your shit. Like he's the dirtiest player in the game, no doubt. He tried to rip Jordan Burroughs' leg off last year. He tried to rip it off.
That was the leg that was injured, too, right? Yep, he was yanking on it.
This guy wrestled.
I can't.
Nasik.
Kudukov?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That's a shame, man. You know, apparently you can't drink a bottle of vodka and drive 200 miles an hour. It's bad for your health. let's call it what the fuck it is, stupid. You know? I had a couple of drinks last night. I wasn't driving. Sorry. Dum-dum. Whatever. So, where am I? Okay, so we were at... Yeah, but... Okay, so let's run through our team again one more time. So, Ramos is going to have a hard time placing.
Yeah.
I think he's got an outside shot, right?
Yeah.
I think Reese...
He's a veteran.
Should fucking place.
He should. I mean, it's time.
No, he should. Not now, like, I think he can.
Yeah.
I think he can place. Yeah. I shouldn't say he should. Okay? Not 65K, Brent Metcalf.
I think he should.
I fucking think he should place.
I think he should.
I really do. Iranians, tough. The Mongolians, tough. But he beat the Mongolian at the Cup. The Cuban is tough. And whoever Russia sends is obviously going to be tough. All right. So, okay. And then 70K, James Green. We don't know. Because he just, you know, it's unfair because we don't know.
He's new to freestyle.
He is new to freestyle. Okay? It's not like he wrestled a ton of freestyle in high school. Okay? Yeah.
He said it in his interview after the match that he started in college.
Yeah. So there's that. Okay? He's got a great... He has a really good style for freestyle and for the international style. Like, meaning... So, if he comes against a guy from... Let's call it, like, fucking Belarus.
Okay.
Okay, or Bulgaria. Or he is going to outgas them, number one, because he's in better shape.
Yeah.
He's going to score bigger... Right, so he might give up a single leg takedown, but he's going to score a blast double for four.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he's going to score bigger than those middle of the road guys that give guys like Tony Ramos a big, big problem. Okay, so I really think that James Green can place.
I agree.
Now, look, it sounds. Like, if you're just listening to this and you're saying, oh, you're just a homer, you want the USA to place at every weight. Yeah, of course. Yeah, I do. And yeah, am I making, you know, talk about how they can just because I can't? Yeah, yeah. It's my fucking show. Go fuck yourself. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I really want the fucking US to win at every weight. I want us to come home with 8 medals. So, do I think that he can place? Yeah, I think he can. Okay. And then there's Burroughs, who should win.
Should.
He should win. You know, there's nobody on his level except for the Russian. There's nobody on his level except for the Russian. Agreed? I mean, there's nobody that can hold his fucking singlet.
Losing last year might have been the best thing for him. Mm-hmm. Now he has something to prove again.
Why not? Yeah. But that opens up a lot of fucking things, man.
For sure.
Anyway, all right, so then there's 85. So we got 84 kilo is Jake Herbert. I really believe that he should place.
I believe.
Right?
Yeah, he lost. Yeah, I'm on close to time.
You're on close to time. Sorry. He should place.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, Salas is the guy to beat right now. And then there's Sagulayev. Sagulayev, who won it last year, who teched Salas in the finals. And every person that I talk to at an international, that has international experience, says that Salas sold the match. Said that he got paid to lose that match.
No way, really?
Yeah.
That's wild.
Which is funny to think that he got paid to lose that match, but he wound up popping the dude in the fucking face. Right? Like that's the guy he punched.
Like, the one he wound up.
Yeah. So, I don't know, man.
I don't know.
Sadulayev is obviously one of the best.
That's the kid that was, he's young, right?
Yeah, he's a baby. He's 18 years old. Or he was last year when he won it. Mm-hmm. But, 18 in Russia? Really? Do they keep the best records? Probably not. You know, they're like, yeah, he's 18-ish. Yeah, he's good enough. You know?
He hit puberty.
Right. Oh, he fucking hit puberty, for sure. For sure he hit puberty. So, I don't know, man. I think he can place. I think Jake Herbert should place. So if we're gonna put him in categories of gonna have a hard time placing, could place, and should place, Jake Herbert should. Absolutely should.
Could win.
He could absolutely win it. You know, but the problem that we're having is that nobody knows how to score on Sadulayev. Nobody knows how to score on him yet. So all you need to do is give a guy like Jake Herbert one piece of film that has somebody scoring on Sadulayev, and he's going to take that, dissect it, replicate it, and do it ad nauseum for the next 3 months, okay? Or 2 months, actually, okay? So nobody scored on him.
No one scored on him.
I don't think. He walked through fucking Russian nationals again. Okay? And nobody. Like, that's a way tougher tournament than the World Championships. Way tougher.
Russian nationals.
Oh, yeah. By far. Like, think about it, dude. Mm-hmm. Think about Russian nationals, right? Let me rephrase that. Think about the World Championships. If you get a guy from Ecuador, first round, you're like, but who do you not want first round?
Russia.
Right? Yeah. You don't want Russia. You don't want Iran. You don't want fucking Azerbaijan. You don't want, you know, you don't want those. Yeah, well, guess what? Russian nationals. Guess where your first round draws from?
Russia.
Guess where your second round draws from? Russia. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
It's by far tougher to get through Russian nationals than it is to get through the World Championships. You know?
Deeper for sure.
It's, yeah, especially at certain weights, you know, like our 74 kilo.
It's like them at every weight.
Yeah, I know, unfortunately. Especially at like fucking 57K, where you have Lebedev and Otar Sultanov. Actually, he might have went up, but these guys are they're straight killers. They're killers, dude. And there's like five of them. There's like four or five of them. And they're all just killers. So anyway, that was Jake Herbert, and then Kyle Snyder. I don't know. You give me your opinion on Kyle Snyder, and I'll tell you mine. Go ahead.
I mean, he hasn't given me any reason to think that he couldn't
place.
Couldn't place, exactly. I think
he has a shot.
I think he can.
So he could.
Yeah, I think.
The same category as like
Reese.
Yeah, I put him in the same category as Reese.
Ramos
No, Ramos is one under that. Yeah.
But
don't say that shit to his face. Would you say that shit to his face? I wouldn't say that shit to his face.
He doesn't know what I look like.
That's true. That's a good point. I don't think he's good. I think he's gonna have a hard time.
Yeah, because he's
I think
young.
He's gonna have a hard time. He's a baby. Okay.
At that weight too.
At a grown man's fucking weight.
Talking about Snyder?
Yeah.
I'm right there with you.
So I think he's gonna have a really tough time. I am like, again, I'm being selfish. I'm really excited that he made the team.
Yeah.
Okay, for selfish reasons only. Okay, I'm excited that he made the team.
Our boy will be taking him out in the near future.
I'm just saying that Anthony Kassar would have had a hard time fucking getting in on. Okay, because think about it. If he doesn't make the senior team, he can then try. He can request a wrestle-off against Kassar for the junior team. So I'm very happy he's on the senior team. And even though he beat an Olympic gold medalist, okay, who has much more experience at the level. Okay, so again, I'm being selfish in saying I'm happy that he's on the team. That said, I don't know if I see him place him.
But he did beat an Olympic medalist.
Yeah, he beat an Olympic medalist at Beat the Streets. And we just decided that Beat the Streets doesn't count for anything more than a weekend in New York City for those guys.
Very true.
Okay. I don't want to count the kid out, though.
Yeah, that's...
I don't want to count the kid out because...
place category.
I think he's going to have a really hard time placing. I really don't.
Yeah, I mean...
Because, you know, at that level, you make one mistake against the Mongolian or against...
anybody, really.
You know, but, like, you know, it always winds up for our guys being, like, the second round match where they just... they have, like, a brain fart. They're up for the first one. They wrestle as expected for the first one. And then we wrestle somebody from fucking Belarus who, you know, we're beaten by one. And then we get pushed out in the last 30 seconds and, you know, he wins on criteria. So, you know, the shit like that really scares me. So I don't know if Kyle Snyder... can place this year. That said, I think he's got an Olympic title in his future. 100%. I think he's got an Olympic gold medal in his future. He is for real. That kid is for real. Okay? So, yeah, I mean, we'll see, man.
Yeah.
And then there's Tervell. Tervell should absolutely place.
Yep.
Yeah.
He should absolutely place.
That's the boy.
Yeah. Tervell. He's awesome. He is awesome.
Consistency.
Yeah. Dude, just, he gets it done. He gets it done every time. You know, he has a hard time scoring on the Iranian, but that's the only other guy that he has, you know, real fits with, you know. So.
What about that Turk? What's his name?
The Turk. I'm sorry. Turk. It's a Turk, not the Iranian. Yes.
Yes. Long as a speed.
Yes. Yeah. He's big. He's a big dude. Turk. Yes, you're right. Yeah, so, look, man, if you count them up, that's four guys
it's a pretty solid
that
squad.
Should place, right? I mean, if you're throwing Metcalf in there, that's four. You bring home four medals, that's a good fucking week, dude.
We're excited, man. We're excited for this.
That's a big fucking week. And we're, look.
About a month and a half out.
Is it a month and a half?
Exactly.
Oh, my God, dude. Time's flying. Yeah, we are about a month and a half out, aren't we? What is it? September 8 through 12 or something like that? Like 7 through 12?
Yeah.
September 7 through 12 at the Orleans. If you're not there, you're an asshole face. That's what I'm saying to you. You're an asshole. Because if you have the means to be there, you should absolutely be there. You are. You're an asshole.
Yeah. It's the World Championships.
It's the fucking World Championships. Title. And it's in Vegas. It's so easy to get to Vegas. It's ridiculous. If we don't pack that fucking place. And if I hear nothing but fucking Iranians with kazoos... going, bam, 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 Iran. I don't want to fucking hear that.
Iran.
Dude, I don't, like, look. We need some fucking straight up Hacksaw Jim Duggan fucking USA chants in that motherfucker.
USA.
Yeah. USA.
USA.
Duh, but look, man, it's.
Yeah, no, we should.
We absolutely should pack that place. But you know it's going to be fucking 25,000 Iranian guys. I don't know, man. I really, really hope that they sell that fucking place out. I really do, because wrestling in this country hasn't been this good in a very long time. The early 90s is the last time we won a world title. You know?
It's a long time.
It's a long fucking time, dude. And those guys are now... all those guys that were on those teams that won world titles... well, we only won one. But all those guys that were there...
head south on I-85 South.
...are now at the helm of USA Wrestling ship. You know, John Smith, Zeke Jones, Tommy and Terry Brands. You know, all these guys have major input into... the 2015 team.
And there's Kels Anderson.
He's Kale.
Later, but
yeah, he's later, but you know, he obviously had a tremendous amount of success. You know, so these guys are they know how to get it done. I want to see it happen, man. How fucking awesome would it be if we won a world title on our own soil? That'd be fucking awesome.
Those guys would have
no better way to do it.
Their lives after that, right
here. Bro. Come on, man. That's...
doesn't get much better than that.
No, it doesn't. You know, and it's funny because, you know, I talk to guys that are in the know, and every year we, you know, we go into, like, things like the World Cup, and we and we go into things like Beat the Streets, and we go, oh, we got a shot this year. We got a shot this year. We got a shot this year. And we underperform at the World Champ. We as a country underperform. I shouldn't say that it's the proverbial we. You know, the United States team seems to underperform at the World Championships. And you get really disheartened by it. And you just, you hope it doesn't fucking happen again. But, man, you know, this could be the year. You know, this could be the year. I mean, I know I sound like a fucking, like a Chicago Cubs fan.
Yeah,
you know?
Like a Jets
right?
fan or something.
Like a Jets fan. I know, I this is the year for us, man. This is it. We're going into spring training. We're gonna be, you know, no, I really I see a lot of veteran talent that is not over the hill, you know?
Right.
Like, if anybody says Jordan Burrow's over the hill, yeah, kick him in the dick. Okay. Kick him in the dick, because they're stupid. Because that kid is, I don't even know if he's seen his peak yet. We don't even know if he's seen his peak yet.
He's getting there.
He might be peaking right now.
Yeah, I agree.
He might be peaking
might be the best
right,
he's
now.
At right now.
So, anyway, all right, let's shut this fucking thing off. All right, because Vinny's been up for like 2 days straight. He drove the first leg. All right? So, what we did.
$50 and a flask of Crown. I grab my Stetson and I pull it down. I rope the devil, ride him into town. $50 and a flask of Crown. My jeans are faded and my boots are brown. Stand for passion and I stand my ground. Ain't nothing gonna hold me down. With $50 and a flask of Crown. Mamas lock your daughters up and throw away the key. Me and the boys are drinking, feeling kind of mean. We're in the mood to hear some country sound. $50 and a flask of Crown. Hey! Well, anything can happen on a Texas Friday night. You don't mind your manners, you don't mind a fight. Rock and roll around with $50 and a flask of Crown. $50 and a flask of Crown. I grab my Stetson and I pull it down. I rope the devil, ride him into town. $50 and a flask of Crown. Mamas lock your daughters up, throw away the key. Yeah, the boys are drinking, feeling kind of mean. We're going looking for some country sounds. $50 and a flask of Crown. Got $50 and a flask of Crown.